the greatest and most esteemed of philosophical and religious sources have maintained that each person has access to an inner source of knowledge that is far greater and superior to all the sources of knowledge and learning in the outer world. See the Great Question. Yet, both our culture and academia totally ignore and even reject this wisdom. With respect to the proper interpretation of the scriptures, the Apostle Peter warned that the scriptures must not be read according to the understanding of our own mind, which traditional understanding from a human perspective is to read the scriptures as if they are an historical narrative documenting man's past. Thus, Christians embrace the grave error of modern academia, and they read the scriptures in what can rightly be portrayed as an old covenant mode. Regardless of the statement of Peter and the original followers and disciples of Jesus that the scriptures must never be understood in accord with an extraneous sense, which you have brought from without, further stating that there is a teacher and source of knowledge within the mind of every one of us and is inoperative to the thinking of those who fail to seek this inner supreme source / teacher of knowledge. Yet, Christians who remain spiritually disenfranchised and ignorant totally reject this core gospel teaching that the only valid interpretation of the scriptures must be drawn from the source within mankind, rather than being drawn from the interpretations of men in the outer world. Under the heading of Sibyl, the Wikipedia states that the Sibyls were women that the ancient Greeks believed were oracles, which means that they understood the different domains and powers of mind that separated men and women. In the frontispiece to Voltaire's book on Newton's philosophy, Millie Duch Delit appears as Voltaire's muse, reflecting Newton's heavenly insights down to Voltaire, see Voltaire, which provokes the question, can we even have heavenly insights when the feminine intuitive is suppressed? In mythology, a muse is always feminine and is allegorically portrayed as the nine goddesses who symbolize the arts and sciences, that is, the intuitive catalyst that connects the mind of the person to an inner source. In the Gospel according to the Hebrews, the Holy Spirit is portrayed as the mother of Jesus, that is, even now did my mother the Holy Spirit take me by one of mine hairs, and carried me away unto the great mountain Tabor. And it is this divine feminine that is portrayed as the teacher of those who are faithful to the core gospel teachings. See original gospel. Edadet holographic patterns repeat the primary pattern at every level of mind and being, that is, as above, so below. In the tree of life pattern of mind at the right, we can see the unity of male/female in the bottom earthly kingdom sphere that is representative of the generating bioenergy and power of man's lower earthly nature. But this lower, feminine, earthly kingdom is the other half of the upper, male, heavenly kingdom, and both must be brought together in the center. Thus, the problem seen in the reality that each thought a person entertains is initiated as the vital life forces begins in the lower center to arise and develop through the mind as the energy flow in the lower attempts to return to its source in the upper. It has often been stated that men have a sexual thought every 20 seconds, and while the research varies, the cause of this is because all thinking is generated in that area of mind associated with the genitals and man's lower nature. In the case of undeveloped organic natural man, as the thought-charged bioenergy begins to arise within the mind, we see a separation in the foundation sphere. Why is there a separation? Why can't the thoughts arise and develop through the center, and is instead channeled into the outer column? Because our culture and academia has only permitted the linear logic aspects of mind to develop, thereby suppressing the development of man's intuitive abilities. With the problem being that in order for the thoughts and impressions generated in the lower spheres of mind to return to the source in what is personified as the heavenly kingdom, the thoughts/impressions must acquire wholeness in the intellect sphere. And if the thought/impression fails to manifest wholeness, the bioenergy is lost into nature. And it is this necessary wholeness that the gospel account of Jesus made reference to in the statement of reality that few people today understand. They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Mark 2:17. In order to even begin to evolve and gain access to the center, core of the tree of life, the division of the male/female interaction must become both merged and raised up first in the foundation sphere where the division takes place, and then in the subsequent spheres of the center column of the tree of life. The article in the Encyclopedia Britannica under the heading, The History of Christian Mysticism, an ultra-important statement is made that reads, although the essence of mysticism is the sense of contact with the transcendent, mysticism in the history of Christianity should not be understood merely in terms of special ecstatic experiences. but as part of a religious process lived out within the context of the Christian community. From this perspective, mysticism played a vital part in the early church. Early Christianity was a religion of the spirit that expressed itself in the heightening and enlargement of human consciousness. The problem is that the male, linear/logic spheres of mind look outwardly into the images of this world, and it is the feminine, intuitive spheres of mind that have the innate ability to look and perceive inwardly, with the process of the heightening and enlargement of human consciousness being brought about only through the direct interaction of the male/female linear/intuitive spheres of mind that, with development, have the ability to bring about the necessary wholeness of mind that possesses the ability to initiate mental and spiritual maturity, and with the transformation of the body, initiate the subsequent stages of birth portrayed in Gospel of Thomas saying 22. Jesus said to them, "When you make the two one, and when you make the inside like the outside, and the outside like the inside, and the above like the below, and when you make the male and the female one and the same, so that the male not be male nor the female female, then will you enter the kingdom." From a holographic perspective, each of the spheres of mind possess the pattern of the whole within each of the 12, which means that within the linear logic sphere of mind, there is an inner aspect of linear logic and intuition within that linear logic sphere of mind, which means that the vast majority of women who have been taught and molded by our culture and academia to think in a linear mindset in competition with men end up with the problem portrayed in the above quotation out of the book Brain Sex, which states, "Men are different from women. They are equal only in their common membership of the same species, humankind. To maintain that they are the same in aptitude, skill, or behavior is to build a society based on a biological and scientific lie. The result is that the channeling of all thoughts and impressions through the opposite paths within the linear logic sphere of mind not only inhibits the development of the feminine intuitive spheres of mind, causing women to think in the manner of what the book portrays as surrogate masculinity, but this rejection of everything truly feminine inhibits the development of mind beyond the lowest levels of human consciousness and thinking. A suppressed condition of mind portrayed as an animal soul level of consciousness that is incapable of comprehending man's own higher soul and spiritual reality. In the parable of the prodigal son, the squandering away of the inheritance of the prodigal son because of riotous living in this, the far country, is the loss of bioenergy into nature that cannot return to its source, as the vital life force arises through the mind in the form of thoughts/impressions that lack wholeness. And when the allegorical account in Genesis states that those who eat the fruit of the tree of duality will die, the reference is being made to the divided male/female reality that inhibits all growth and development. And unless each person begins to nourish their mind by consuming the fruit of the tree of life, it will remain impossible for them to achieve the necessary wholeness to enter into life, with life from a gospel perspective being portrayed as complete, and the prodigal son's restoral to the Edenic kingdom. Thus, the problem is that the male, linear/logic spheres of mind, which is predominant in organic natural man, will dismiss whatever is not seen and understood outwardly, thereby suppressing mental development and making wholeness impossible. And while woman is the embodiment of the intuitive spheres of mind, woman's innate intuitive potential remains untapped and undeveloped in a male-oriented world. There are many instances where we can observe the total rejection of the intuitive by the linear/logic, thereby rendering these people mentally and intellectually impotent. In the same way that birth can only be physically initiated through the merge of male sperm and female ovum in the formation of an embryo, holographically the same is true in the development of mind and the next stage of soul birth, and the spiritual development that brings about spiritual birth, with the division of what is personified in the allegorical account of Adam and Eve. See below the restoral of Adam and Eve. Woman is representative of the embodiment of the intuitive spheres of mind, the suppression of which is responsible for the mental impotence and flatlining of the male, linear/logic spheres of mind, which is ultimately responsible for shackling mankind in this, the far country, Akka, the outer darkness of mind and being, and Plato's cave of illusions. Women who promote feminine gender abuse, when rightly understood from a higher enlightened perception of man's reality, women can't be equal by competing with men, but in contradistinction. Women can only be equal by fully embracing their feminine nature, and by being everything that men cannot be, which means that women will have to themselves be those who teach and convey to men the unique abilities that not only make them opposite to men, but are necessary for men and women to manifest completion and wholeness. which means that women will have to begin to oppose being defined by a male perception of intellect. By their very biological nature, most men are incapable of inward intuitive perception. All learning to them is from an external source. Women, on the other hand, possess greatly important intuitive insights that most men in their natural organic state of mind are incapable of comprehending. In the introduction to the scripture, Secrets of Mary Magdalene, Prof. Elaine Pagels writes and quotes the Gospel of Philip. Simultaneously, the Gospel of Philip celebrates Mary Magdalene as manifesting the divine spirit, which this gospel calls the virgin who came down from heaven. When Christians spoke of Jesus born from a virgin, this author agrees but refuses to take it literally. So some people, he says, take this literally to mean that Jesus' mother became pregnant apart from any man, apart from sexual intercourse. But this, he says, is the faith of fools who fail to comprehend spiritual matters, although, as we note, it can be seen in the birth narratives offered in the New Testament Gospels of Matthew and Luke. Instead, continues the Gospel of Philip, Jesus was born physically, just as all humans, as the son of biological parents. The difference, says the author of this gospel, that he was also born again in baptism, born spiritually to become the son of the Father above and of the heavenly mother, the Holy Spirit. As with all the names and accounts of people used as symbols and catalysts in the allegorical scriptures, biblical figures such as Mary Magdalene are not the personification of an actual historical person, but rather the personification of a realty of mind and consciousness. And what is being portrayed is the raising up and development of the feminine, intuitive aspects of the disciples' own mind. Mary Magdalene is portrayed as the virgin who came down from heaven, indicating the purity of the feminine that is undefiled by the linear logic and the thinking of this world. A woman who has been taught to think and function in a linear logical framework of mind with the suppression and atrophy of her natural intuitive abilities, remains incapable of tapping into man's higher inner reality that few men possess the intuitive vision to understand and are often totally reliant upon women to develop their own intuitive perspective vision and understanding of man's higher soul and spiritual reality. In the Gospels associated with Mary Magdalene, it is written, she speaks to the other disciples about Jesus and what she's seen. And Peter says, I don't believe the Lord said these things. These are certainly strange ideas. And she says, well, do you think I made them up? Do you think I'm lying about the Lord? In this allegorical representation, the linear rational aspect of mind is represented in Peter's inability to comprehend what the feminine intuitive as represented in the allegorical personification of Mary Magdalene reveals. And since these intuitive visions, impressions and wisdom does not support the linear reasoning of the masculine vision of this world and creation, in most people they are rejected. In the same way that the allegorical portrayal of Peter as representing the male linear rational spheres of mind states of the intuitive visions and wisdom of Mary Magdalene. These are certainly strange ideas. It is a fact that it is the lopsided development of what Einstein portrayed as the linear rational servant that inhibits the development of the intuitive gift that is. As seen in Einstein's statement that the only thing that interferes with my learning is my education. Without the balanced development of the intuitive spheres of mind, the linear rational spheres which only senses outwardly, arrives at a point where it becomes what can be portrayed as flatlined, which in turn inhibits the further development of the linear rational servant from itself maturing beyond organic limitations. Mystics' perception. Women created on a higher plane than men. As explored in the above, the question which must be understood is why many mystics affirm that in the separation of what is personified as Adam, Eve, in the manifestation of Adam and Eve, woman was created, manifest, on a higher plane than man, because she is positively charged at the breasts, thereby making her organically function from a higher plane of mind. See above positive at the breasts. Where a male is polarized positive in the genitals and lower, animal, nature which provides him greater strength and power, this bioenergy or vital life force that is needed to be focused inwardly in the develop the mind, is expressed outwardly and lost into nature. While women possess the greater power to access inwardly, and this inward perception enables the feminine to perceive many of the causal factors of life that her male counterpart is virtually blind to because her intuitive perception lacks the necessary wholeness. Woman's greater intuitive perception is often incomplete, and at times misleading, making absolutely no sense to the male linear, outward, perception of reality. In the diagram at the left, men who are genetically XY are portrayed as relying totally upon the left hemisphere of the brain and their very linear perception of life. Woman, on the other hand, who is genetically XX, is better able to utilize both hemispheres of the brain. But because both the male and female lack the necessary wholeness to both develop the mind to perceive mankind's higher soul and spiritual reality, they remain intellectually divided. Few men are able to comprehend that women see and understand the world from a very different and often opposite paradoxical perspective. Fewer men yet are able to comprehend that this opposite and opposing feminine perspective is as valid as their own. And while there are crossover men and women who can appreciate the opposite gender perspective, few of them possess the transformative power of the merger of opposites that must be equally balanced. Modern science has begun to recognize that all individual cells possess a consciousness. Thus, in the same way that an ovum and sperm would possess a level of consciousness in accord with that level of being, mankind who can be holographically portrayed as a cosmic ovum and sperm possess a level and consciousness which we associate with the organic natural consciousness of mankind that Paul portrayed as an animal soul level of being that is incapable of comprehending man's own higher soul reality. In fact, all the countless unanswered questions about life exist as an unanswerable enigma, because mankind dwells in abject ignorance and especially self-ignorance. In the case of mankind, in the same way that when the sperm and ovum merge into an embryo, rapid development can begin and prepare for the process of birth. This same merging of the divided male and female halves is necessary to bring about the mental development and the next stage of birth. From a holographic perspective, if you understand the pattern of the physical as in the reality that what is true of the macrocosm is true of the microcosm, then what is true of physical conception and the process of growth and development is also true on all succeeding levels of creation. What this means is that if a sperm and ovum fails to join, it cannot evolve beyond that level. Further, if the 23 pairs of chromosomes are not matched with 23 chromosomes from the father paired with 23 from the mother, therefore creating a perfect balance of male and female essence that has become whole and one, the embryo will be genetically deformed and will either miscarry or will be born with a genetic disorder. And what our modern culture remains totally ignorant of is the fact that the same dynamic pattern of natural laws is as true on a mental level as it is on a physical level. In order for the mind to develop beyond an immature level of perceptive thinking, there must be a higher quality and even intimate interaction between the male, linear/logic, and feminine, intuitive spheres of mind. Einstein correctly stated, "The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant." We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. And while woman is the embodiment of the intuitive and many good marriages exist between husbands and wives, the fact that neither the men or women in our modern plastic culture have any understanding of their own true potential and fail to understand the higher purpose of the male and female relationship beyond sex, procreation, and emotional attachments, mankind remains shackled to lives of ignorance and total alienation from their own true soul reality. And because of their ignorance of the higher purpose and potential of their gender opposites, they remain unable to evolve the relationship beyond the physical. From the perspective of the development of mind as patterned in the tree of life, the mind and consciousness of mankind is limited by the interaction of the male linear and feminine intuitive spheres of mind, which are the foundations of the outer male and female columns that represent the tree of duality. And it is the open interaction of the outer male and female columns, which have the potential to bring together the paradoxical opposites of the higher spiritual and lower earthly centers of mind and being, merging the four trinities that make up the mind in the center where the next stage of birth is initiated. Across the columns in the diagram at the right, the logic and intuition spheres are the male and female opposites of man's physical nature that have the foundation sphere as their third force balance. The understanding and wisdom are the male and female opposites of man's upper spiritual nature with the knowledge sphere as their third force balance. The center, which is also the balance between the physical and spiritual trinities, is the male judgment and female mercy with the love sphere as their third force balance. In fact, when the Gospels portray love, the reference is being made to the bioenergy and vital life force that can only be achieved when this center love sphere is open and providing access to the inner kingdom. In addition to the above nine spheres of mind, there are the uppermost, male, heavenly kingdom and its female paradoxical opposite of the earthly kingdom, and the intellect sphere, which is the third force balance that is crucial to understand. Intellect is not a measure of IQ, but rather the application of knowledge in a person's actions and deeds, and can be portrayed as the physical body in which all the other spheres of mind must function through in the application of the higher knowledge of the tree of life, which proper application causes the bioenergy or vital life force to return through the person to their source, thereby not squandering away our inheritance on the riotous living of the prodigal son, enabling the person to utilize their divine inheritance in the development of their mind and being. At in their original purpose and objective. The scriptures are a textbook that is used in the development of mind to attain an enlightened condition, enabling the seeker to gain entrance into the inner kingdom through what is portrayed as the narrow gate. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the way that leads to life, and only a few find it. Matt 7:13-14. And this narrow gate is not in the outer world, because it is representative of the opening of the mind to gain entrance to the inner kingdom that is not of this world. That the scriptures are a textbook used by the seeker to develop the mind into an enlightened and anointed state, and gain entrance into the inner kingdom. It is then understood that from this higher perspective, sex must be revered and understood as a spiritual sacrament within the coverture of a divine marriage. And only when this interaction of male/female opposite polarities is understood, can we begin to understand woman as the helpmeet and primary savior of man, see woman as man's helpmeet and savior. Why? As stated in the above, woman not only completes man, but becomes a surrogate for the man's feminine nature that enables his development through the deepening and expansion of mind, which brings about both his and her higher spiritual development. In the same way that a man is totally dependent upon woman to manifest his offspring, the male is virtually totally dependent upon the feminine in order to bring about the development, deepening, and expansion of mind, which is absolutely necessary to initiate and bring about the next stage of birth that is. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John 3:3. In the same way that unless the male sperm and the female ovum combine into a whole embryo and develop through the stages that permits birth, the same is holographically true of man and woman as a cosmic ovum and sperm on the next mental level of development and birth. An interesting statement was made by Niels Bohr, the renowned physicist who once responded to his son's complaints about the obtuse nature of certain concepts in physics by saying, quoted from the Monroe Institute of Applied Sciences, "You are not thinking. You are merely being logical." The physics of altered human consciousness deals with some conceptualizations that are not easily grasped or visualized exclusively in the context of ordinary left-brain linear thinking. So, to borrow Dr. Bohr's mode of expression, parts of this paper will require not only logic, but a touch of right-brain intuitive insight to achieve a complete, comfortable grasp of the concepts involved. Nevertheless, once that is done, I am confident that their construction and application will stand up to the test of rational critique. And herein lies the great obstacle to human development that linear intellectuals don't at all understand, that is, the reality that the linear programming of the mind, which is the agenda of our educational systems, including the reading of countless books, rote memorization, and traditional study, only serves to inhibit the development of the intuitive spheres of mind. And it is the lack of balance between the inward-looking intuitive and the outward-looking linear rational that inhibits the development of the mind beyond a certain very shallow organic physical level of maturity. See animal soul consciousness. And it is this suppression of the feminine intuitive that has the effect of inhibiting true thought and the ability of the mind to truly begin to think. Without the interactive influx of the linear and intuitive spheres of mind, the logical thinking of man will remain flatlined and mentally disenfranchised from man's own higher reality, unable to grasp the true totality of what he sees. From the perspective of the modern physicist, that part of us that we see is very much the blemish within the greater etheric field of the self that is. Quoting physicist Walter Thuring in his book, Überstehen der Materie, where he wrote about matter, that modern physics has put our thinking about the essence of matter in a different context. It has taken our gaze from the visible, the particles, to the underlying entity, the field. The presence of matter is merely a disturbance of the perfect state of the field at that place. Something accidental. One could almost say, a blemish. Accordingly, there are no simple laws describing the forces between elementary particles. Order and symmetry must be sought in the underlying field. man's reality is that his physical senses and his outward-looking linear spheres of mind can only perceive what is portrayed as the blemish, remaining blind to the source and the underlying field that can only be perceived by the intuitive spheres of mind and only understood when there exists an evolved balance between the linear and intuitive spheres of mind. Which is why Niels Bohr said to his son, who was a student of physics, that so long as he attempted to perceive the finding of modern physics from a linear perspective, he will lack the necessary thinking to comprehend what he perceives from a linear perspective. Which provokes a number of great looming questions. What we are presented with are a number of paradoxes that have confronted man since he first stepped foot on the earth. Thus, if we are to escape the shackles of constrained and limited linear logical thinking, these proverbial questions must be confronted. Is the mind of a child empty? Or does a great source of knowledge already exist within the mind of the child that can and must be tapped into? Do you instruct a child through rote programming in the manner of our educational systems today? Or do you guide the child into an environment of self-discovery? Contrary to the popular misuse of the scriptures, which are not at all historical accounts, but rather allegorical accounts of mind and consciousness that employ symbols and catalysts to connect the person we are in this world with our inner knowing self using the process of anamnesis, that is, the innate knowledge of the truth of all truths. Yet, our spiritually disenfranchised religions and our faux educational systems inhibit the development of the intuitive spheres of mind that are necessary to evolve the mind beyond the level of animal soul consciousness. The problem is seen in the fact that the linear rational servant can only look outwardly and not only remains totally ignorant of an inner reality that it is blind to, but it demands that all of mankind ignore and even reject the higher causal reality that can only be sensed and understood through the development of the intuitive centers of mind. Like the tip of the proverbial iceberg, what is observed protruding out of the water is very small in relation to the immense body of ice that is beyond man's normal scope of vision lying beneath the waterline. And because our culture and linear learning environment actually inhibits the development of the intuitive, it remains atrophied and latently embryonic and immature. This is seen in the fact that when the leaders of the Jews, Pharisees, asked Jesus when the kingdom of God would come upon the earth in the manner that they believed it would, he told them that it would never come upon the earth so as to be seen with their eyes, that look outwardly, because the kingdom already exists within them, see, and it is accessed through the development of the intuitive spheres of mind that are positioned to look inwardly, which then must be balanced with the outward-looking rational linear in order to achieve the evolved and transformed oneness that Jesus stated was required to enter the inner kingdom. The proper development of the mind to break the natural barrier of what can be called organic human limitations is dependent upon the interaction of the linear and intuitive spheres of mind. But when the intuitive perception is inhibited and development is suppressed, even the linear is flatlined from any development beyond what is portrayed in the Gospels as carnal and restricted consciousness. The linear mind of man remains limited in its development because the intuitive remains infantile and shackled in a captive environment where it is only permitted to express itself in linear terms. While the inward-looking intuitive has the potential to access higher consciousness and states of mind and being, it is unable to arise to its intended potential because of the shackles placed upon it by a thoroughly domineering and controlling linear culture. Like a woman who in many Islamic cultures are forced to dwell in an imprisoned world beneath a burqa, not permitted to openly express herself except when accompanied by a male relative, totally deprived of the ability to openly speak on her own behalf, the natural expression of the intuitive mind has been so impeded by our linear-driven culture that it has remained undeveloped and unreliable as a resource. See opening and unlocking the mind. Because the male linear as portrayed as the portrayal of Peter takes the position that these are certainly strange ideas. When the perceptions of the feminine intuitive is encountered, the merger of impressions can never be brought about thus, flatlining the union at a very low self-carnal perception of man's true reality. The 12 within the 12. Holographically. The pattern of the whole is replicated into each of the individual 12 spheres of mind as represented in the image of the tree of life at the right. Why is this important to understand? What this means is that 1/12th of each sphere is the vibration of the bottom earthly, carnal/organic, kingdom sphere. And in the physical union of man and women, the energy that arises through the mind as represented in the pattern of the tree of life is limited to the carnal/organic 1/12th of each of the upper spheres. Thus, with the exception of the exchange of energies, no meaningful expansion of mind can take place, and the vast majority of bioenergy or vital life force is lost into nature. Which means that the vast majority of the marriages of man remain physically organic, serving sexual, emotional, and family-raising aspects of humanity.